ACT, or Acting with Compassion and Truth, is a program designed to educate the San Quentin general population about the prison's LGBTQ community. Their motto is, if you understand us, you won't fear us. Inmates who enroll in the program spend 16 weeks learning about LGBTQ history, and they seek healing, empathy, and understanding. From the San Quentin Prison Report, Lewis A. Scott has the story of the men in ACT.
I've never really known any transgender, any homosexual, or just LGBT people in general. So I've learned how to like appreciate their perspective on life.
The program where he learned this is called ACT. It's the first of its kind within California's prison system.
My name is Sonia Shaw, and I am the outside sponsor of ACT, Acting with Compassion and Truth, which is sponsored by Insight Prison Project.
Shaw says ACT got started when an incarcerated man made a personal revelation.
One of the men inside decided to come out, basically, in the middle of a class and explain his relationship with men. After that process, he approached a transgender prisoner, Jarvis Clark, to think about doing a group or a curriculum.
My name is Jarvis Juvan Clark, and I am one of the founders of ACT.
Jarvis Clark is one of the founding members of ACT. She and Sonia have particular goals for the program.
For me, it's about education. It's about teaching the masses that LGBTs are just like anybody else. We're human. If you prick us, we will bleed. We have feelings and emotions.
I hope to see a dialogue about the spectrum of gender identity, about normalizing people who have various sexual orientations, about talking, real talk about hate crimes, and developing a process for really addressing hate crimes in a very restorative way. And then just a general sense of more understanding that can be built in this community.
Starting a new group at San Quentin requires getting the administration on board. With such a sensitive issue, it was important to bring the warden, community partner management, the chief medical officer, as well as the chief mental health counselor on board.
I think for everyone to feel comfortable, they wanted everyone to be on board.
There has been a stigma throughout the prison system that has promoted discrimination against the LGBTQ community members for years.
My name is John Winham. I've been in prison for 26 years. I was convicted of second-degree murder.
John Winham is a member of ACT.
I used to be dead set against homosexuality, and ACT is a group that teaches us how to be more sensitive towards the transgender, gays, and lesbian, homosexual population.
After taking the class, his ideas have changed.
My opinion is, why worry about it if you ain't sleeping with them? Why worry about who they sleeping with? Because other than that, they're just individuals, they're just people.
Within the African-American community, life is hard for most LGBT community members. As an African-American man, I could tell you that I've witnessed some of the derogatory remarks made referring to African-American men that were suspected of being gay. This immature behavior discourages most from revealing the fact that they are gay. So during the meetings, the members talk about the spectrum of sexual orientation. Again, here's the founder, Jarvis Clark.
You can be a heterosexual, and if you're a heterosexual, well, how does that heterosexual look? And we compare heterosexuality to all the other genders. Right? And in that, we realize that we're all pretty much the same.
ACT is not just a group that teaches about sexual orientation. It also focuses on compassion. Ultimately, the ACT program is meant to help the participants see each other as people.
I would say, put yourself in our shoes. And what would you do if you were an LGBT? Or if you were in a society that looked down on you at every turn? Put yourself in my shoes if the situation was reversed and the whole world was full of LGBTs and heterosexualism wasn't the norm.
Around the country, LGBT communities have made progress to overcome discrimination. This progress is now breaking through the walls of San Quentin. From San Quentin State Prison, I'm Lewis A. Scott for SQPR.